Of Scrolling with Jen and V, baby. We are your hosts. To my right, this bombshell, this beauty, her name is
Jen. Y'all better know it.
I know that's right. And I'm your girl, V Greasy. Get those phones. Start texting, talking, and tag them and tell them the girls are on. We got some scrolling to do. But of course, we always have a bevy on the ready. Okay.
Absolutely. Cheers, Jen. Cheers.
To a great show. If you guys need some drink inspo, you know where to go, and give us a follow while you're there. Head to at Jen and V on TV to get your drink on. Easy peasy recipes awaits you. All right, Jen, you ready to get the show started?
I am. Right. Definitely get ready to get into it.
Yes, indeed. What's our first segment for tonight? And it's a new one. Hey,
I'm excited.
Me too.
About a new segment.
Me too.
Okay.
Yes. We outside. Yes, honey, we outside doing the damn thing. Catch me outside, honey.
Yeah. That's it right there.
Okay.
I love being outside.
We outside
at certain
tonight.
Points.
Right, I know.
Okay.
Until a certain age.
I'm going to kick us off, V. Okay. You take a sip and I'm going to kick us off.
Thank you, friend.
Going down is an extreme sport in this city in China.
Going down.
Downtown. Okay, well, we're going to see what it is. IG user Mr. Period Crooks. Let's see it.
And here we have more extremely optional activities in China for another episode of Mina Do This. And honestly, you can't convince me that China doesn't have some kind of like culling process going on.
What is
because
this?
There's easier ways to do this.
Oh, no.
Normally, they'd have at least like a railing or something.
I can't even.
I'm hoping this is a parachute that she has on and not just like, you know,
she better
backpack for work. Because honestly, think about
it. What is this?
If they could make these stairs
full of snacks,
they could make this safer, you know. Scale of 1 to 10. 10 being me not do this. Thousands, once again.
Me don't do that. Me not do that.
It's say going down in his extreme sport in China.
Wow.
And you know what? China good for having stairs.
Yeah.
Like sculptures and going to the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Like, you remember Karate Kid?
I do, right.
When he had him running them stairs.
To train him. That was 1,000 steps. I'm like, my God, it's a
but
lot
look
of steps.
At it. But no why? Rails.
You're risking your lives, people. Why?
She doesn't have any cords attached to her.
And who's recording it? Like, what kind of?
A drone.
A drone or something or. Cause that's I would be so scared. But
I'd be sick to my stomach. I'd be so nauseated.
Okay, they are about their life. The only reason I would do that if somebody
and
say,
there's no grip.
100 million, right? There's nothing.
I wouldn't even do it.
You
want
to?
You would do it for money?
Yes, I would. If they say, hey, we got 100 million, if you can make
just
it
like
down
that.
Here.
No cords connected. A backpack full of cheese crackers, water, Gatorade. And what's good is the money if you're not there.
Oh, give it to my family.
Well, there you go. Look, she got insurance.
Give it to my people.
Okay.
Okay, let them live well off me being stupid.
It's in the will. I'm going to read the will.
All right.
I'm like, now she said she wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for y'all loss.
But
she knew
she
should have been doing this.
The risk involved.
Okay.
And she still did it. Yeah.
That's a hell of a sport.
It is. Ooh, that's scary, y'all. All right, y'all. Sitting down on a toilet would get you a kiss in Japan? Okay.
I should
use it at Y Jordan.
In Houston.
Right.
I'm curious.
Right. Japan, what makes y'all so special? Let's see this, Todd.
This massive animatronic head is in a bathroom, and it is triggered by the weight of you sitting on the toilet. And when you sit on the toilet, it slowly inches forward until it's kissing your knees. Let's talk about it, I guess.
Oh, no.
I'm going to show you a video of it moving at the end, and it is terrifying, and it sings a weird song, and I don't like it.
Oh, hell no.
Now, first off, I have a question of why this is only in the women's bathroom, but this is the urinal that's in the men's bathroom of the same bar.
Uh-uh.
I'm kink shaming. It's at a bar called Seryoman in Shinjuku, Japan.
Oh,
and
that's
I
so
have heard through
scary.
The grapevine that this one in particular is closed now. So if that's true, this thing is sitting in the complete darkness, pretty much abandoned. And that's horrifying. My megalophobia could not sit in front of this or go anywhere near this, especially in such a tight, closed-in area.
Oh,
also,
no.
Like the hand, it's like it's so... going, it's like this, like its face is like this, right. And then with its hand, that is terrifying.
Yes,
what
it is.
In the Attack on Titan is this. Watch this video and let me know what you're thinking. Anna, how would you feel sitting on this toilet in front of this?
I would not.
Absolutely,
I'm not
disturbed.
Sitting on that toilet. Absolutely
just
disturbed.
To say it won't crush your legs. This is just wrong on all sorts of reasons.
Right, this is the whole new concept of a toilet experience. You can't sit down under your things. And this guy is sitting right in front of you. So here we are, it's all going fantastically.
Oh,
well.
No.
The music
starts. And it sings.
Right.
Sounds like a doorbell. Them eyes bet not be moving.
Oh, no.
Are the eyes moving, too? Oh, they moves closer.
Moving.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no.
Oh!
Oh, no. No.
That's the definition of kiss my ass, literally. Kiss my ass. Because what? That is so spooky.
And it comes closer to you. I didn't think it did that. I thought it just stayed where it was. But she has to even lift her legs up because it's coming closer. So you get a kiss on the knee.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, honey. And it sings and it looks scary. It looks very demonic.
Why is that even built in the toilet?
And you normally they would say, oh, it's for good luck. It's for a good. But this is just scary.
Even the mold terrifies me.
Yeah. Like a big old bug.
And true fact about me, I have megaphobia.
Yeah.
I have megaphobia really bad. Mm-hmm. I don't like huge statues.
Huge, gigantic stuff.
I don't like things that are bigger than me and I feel like I can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all ever seen a night at the museum?
The museum. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I
remember when Lincoln came alive and he picked him
right.
up off the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't mess
that's
with
scary.
Stuff like that,
Ooh.
Even though I know it's not true
yeah,
and real.
Yeah, but still, that is
that
so
right
scary.
There, that's
y'all,
that's terrifying to me.
Y'all doing outside like that? Y'all outside like that?
I have megaphobia so bad, that even made it worse.
Yeah, and the statues are so
ugly.
Scary looking. Like, wow. Ooh, honey, I don't want no kiss like that.
I'm good. I'm
so good.
So
and people
good.
Are actually doing it.
And the girls say one of them, that the one that's shut down is completely in the dark.
Yeah, in the dark. Imagine walking
flipping
in
a light and going into a bathroom with that.
Girl, that was guess about it today.
It's a...
Right? At them soup coolers. I mean, that's scary.
I'd have been like...
I would think somebody drunk and end up going in there and be like, what is going on? Is that thing
But not
moving?
Only that, how can you even... pee or poop.
I don't want to. I'd rather pee outdoors. I'm like, I'm not going in there.
Girl,
I'm not going in there.
That was a good one, though.
It
that was a good reel.
Oh, wow.
All right, y'all. We outside. You got to sneak in the booze to start the game at this bar in England.
Oh, really?
Okay. IG Moonshine Saloon posted this.
This night starts with a crime.
Because the first rule of Moonshine Saloon is you bring your own booze. But getting it inside without the sheriff noticing is part of the challenge. Once you make it past the doors, the barkeeps take whatever you smuggled in and turn it into three custom cocktails. Sweet or sour, your call. And while you're drinking them, the whole place turns into a story. Cards on the table, secret deals happening around you, and suddenly you're not just watching it, you're part of the mission.
I absolutely love that.
Yes.
Now, I can do that we outside activity. Yeah.
Interactive BYOB.
Right. I can do that we outside activity.
And they make their own signature cocktail from whatever liquor you bring.
That's amazing. And they look hella good, too. All the garnishments in it and everything. Wow. That's amazing. Wow. The sheriff's going to get you if he see you sneaking it in. So you got to do a really good job hiding it.
That's
fun.
But you only get three custom drinks, which means they keeping the rest of the bottle. But you know what?
I'm
going to be
okay
honest with
that.
You. When we BYOB and we go to people's houses for parties, the tale is to leave the bottle there. You're not an Indian giver.
Right.
You don't bring it and take it with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring a bottle to a party, you're supposed to leave it at the household.
Yep, that's
so
the rule
I
of
guess
thumb.
This is, yep.
That's
for
the rule
us,
of thumb.
For our tradition.
Right, it is.
So I
right.
guess that's just a thing at a bar now.
Yeah,
but they are collecting bottles.
And if you only get three drinks. Yeah, right.
Now, see, it was different. But IBOB, we can pour as much as we want. But they only giving you.
They're only giving you three. Yeah. They giving you a max. Oh, honey. All right. Here we go.
I like it, though.
Me, too. That's a really fun idea.
I would love to go there to England or that.
Yeah, I like that. Have you ever thought of staying at a one-star hotel? No, thank you. I just used it at Bilal Dawson posted this. No, thank you.
I went to a one-star rated hotel to see if it's really that bad. This is Sunnyside Hotel in San Francisco. Take it from Cezia, who says, I hope this business closes. My dad died here in 2023. So with such great reviews, I knew I had to stay here. Now, when entering into the hotel, it definitely had some different aesthetics. Even the concierge was excited for me to stay there.
Can you board with us?
No. It's nice.
No.
I finally found my room and,
I'm in a house.
Yeah, it definitely was something.
I love a place with some artwork. Maybe. Clearly, they've been doing renovations. You can tell it's definitely like a vintage furniture. You got a lovely sink. What's inside?
Oh, please. No, don't use your hands. Don't open it. Don't open it.
So you can store a lot of your stuff in there.
It's a hole in it.
That's a hole.
I think even the concierge was a little bit concerned.
Do you like here or no? I don't think so. You like here or no?
But if that wasn't bad enough, I had to do a little bit more investigating, especially when it came to the bed.
Oh, no, bed bugs. Oh, please.
God. At this point, I want to die.
And it definitely got worse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. So yeah, with all things considered, I can confirm Sunnyside Hotel is most definitely a one star. I went to a one star rated hotel.
It should have no stars.
It should be no star. He's cute though.
He is cute.
I just hate he chose that to go.
Right. Like he wanted to stay that bad. He wanted to see.
Yeah, I guess see what all the hoopla was about.
That was crazy, disgusting. I would never go to that hotel. All right. Even the darn manager, owner, employee was just like, no, it's not.
That's
nice.
Nasty.
That's very nasty. All right, y'all. We got to take you to a quick commercial break. Ooh. When we come back, y'all know the girls got more for you. What we got for them, Jen?
Bitches.
Y'all keep it locked with your girls. Scrolling with you today.
Welcome back. Oh, it's me.
Oh, girl. Go ahead. Look, Jen, go ahead.
Welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. We are back from the break. My bad, V.
No, girl, you good.
Trust me. So what we got love for the next segment? Fit check.
Yes. Let's see what those outfits are doing, Jen.
Sometimes they are wild.
They are. Ooh.
Very eclectic, as I say.
Right?
V.
Some can be creative, you know.
Kick us off.
Oh, that's right. Somebody lost their steering wheel cover over there. Ooh, all right. I just use it at Reofficial. Show us what you posted.
Every day your birthday and every night your Valentine's Day. Baby, try that we could be.
See, one of them girls came to rodeo fighting.
Oh my gosh, right? Oh goodness, girl, Cause what?
That is a steering wheel cover.
It is. That's a steering wheel cover. Yep. I don't care what nobody say. It looked comfortable though. Yep. It looked very plush.
It is, especially in a V-dub.
In a V.
And I mean like a Beetle.
Yeah. I got you. Yes.
But it had the little daisy,
right?
Little sunflower.
I love those. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And like she was celebrating.
Where was she going?
I don't know. Like where was she going? Sis, where were you going?
Was that a proposal?
I guess. Like what was the event?
I don't know. I don't know, but she flossing.
I saw like
she
a 23. Maybe she got there for her birthday or something. I don't know.
That fox fur.
And where you get it from?
Steering wheel cover.
Right? Exactly.
I'm looking like what? Somebody done lost.
All this going on around here. I was like, steering Todd, I tell you with these titles. Right.
I just can't. But I'm going to kick us off with the next one.
Okay.
Woo, that was good. I don't like the fit. We didn't even discuss that.
Oh, that's right. It's not a fit check. Not. Because I'm like, what is it?
Girl.
If I have to question what it is, I'm like, I don't like it.
And then my boobs are not fit for that. Like, I'm just like, it's too much up here going on. Right. You know, so
That would irritate me so badly. Ooh.
All right, V.
Okay.
Really? no one stopped to think of the middle. Oh, I'm curious to see what's missing.
I'm
now.
Saying, ooh.
Okay, IG user Lindsay.W posted this.
I'd like to know why Champion at Target, a center pleat.
What the hell?
No.
What? Right. Like a vajayjay.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
I'm talking to you.
Oh.
This is what you see. Hey.
Girl, be happy you got them pants.
All she got to do is cut a
sleeve. Do better.
The vulvacity.
The vulvacity.
Ah, the vulva.
Clitting me?
Are you clitting me?
That's so good.
Listen, Target. Read my lips.
Do better.
Do better.
Where is the pleatoris?
Oh, my gosh.
A team of men couldn't find the issue.
Okay, that's so good.
It
that's
is
why
really
I say,
good.
Girl, listen, I would rock them pants.
You would?
I would. I think I rock them. It's a fit check for me, honey. Because, you know, it's a conversation starter for sure. They'd be like, wait, V.
I don't want that kind of conversation, V. And I don't want it for you. I don't.
Shit. I'd be like, go ask Jen.
Because honestly,
I'm going to wear them to work.
You better go get them Champion pants from Target and get them. You better wear them to work. Because you
like,
know what?
No XG, what I'm going to
be
mean.
Like, I'm going to be like this. So you bought them,
so
huh?
You bought them. I'll be like, yeah, and they comfortable too, Jen.
They work for you.
My vulva got some good breathing room in it because it fits right up in there.
It's a whole clit it's on the front of the pants.
That's crazy, though, for real. Like, I'm being silly, but y'all, that was crazy.
Say, hello. She say, with a pocket. Yeah, she say, I'm talking to you.
Okay. Like, who was the designer on it? And Target, why did y'all put that in y'all store? Because y'all have a whole bunch of designers who y'all work with to, you know, put the garments in y'all store.
Nobody stopped to think about the middle.
And I bet you it was the men. It was a male designer. It had to be a male designer. Like, you didn't put this looks like a cooch outside the pants.
Comments had me dying right? Laughing.
They were good. They were so good.
Woo! Mm-hmm. That's good. I don't know about that fit, though.
Right.
But if you want them.
But I'm going to have you explain. See, I'm going to wear it to the job house. And then when people start asking me, I'm going to say, go ask Jen.
Yeah,
I don't feel like talking.
And of course, I'm going to just wait.
Right.
Somebody may not even say nothing. You know, they may
just
think
just look at me like.
And some may think it and may not say it, but some may not even get it.
Right. That's
They'll just think it's another pleat.
Right. Like, why is the pleat right there, though?
It's a cleat.
I like that it's a cleat. Because what? Oh, my gosh. That's good. I get them in black.
No, you got to get them in the beige. You got to get them in the beige, boo. You got to get them where it's seen. Every pleat
is really seen. Because
that black is not gone.
It's going to come.
My question is, do they even come in black?
Oh, that's a good question. Dang it.
She probably didn't even think that was like that till she tried them on.
Right. It's like, wait,
that's why
on.
I try stuff at the store.
Right.
I can't stuff I just can't pick up and bring home.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh-wee. This show is V.
Okay. Are the accessories hot or not? I just use it at Raina_Fitzy. Show me the accessories. I'm not. It's not the accessories. No question. What is going on? What is the? It's the abs. It's the body. Is something look off? A lot looks off. I have so many questions. Todd, can you please replay that? I'm confusion. Girl, what is you got on?
I will tell you that.
What?
Jim Handsome.
Oh! Jim Handsome. Okay, because I'm all the way confused. Raina, sis, I normally go up for the girls, you know, who like to be bold and daring with their, you know, fit choices. But
you
I don't know what's going right.
You definitely body.
You got the body, but I'm like confused with everything. Like, what is going on? Like, I don't like how the shirt fits. I just don't like any of it. But I do like your confidence, but I don't like it's not a fit chick for me. Girl, because no. Now, that's definitely going to start a conversation. They definitely going to be giving her some looks, giving her the eyes. Like, what is going on?
Girl, my nipples would be like, you got 2.4 seconds.
to like redo said, this, right?
I can't even be mad at her.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Because how she is really bodying.
And she glossy, too. She got a and lot of oil, Diddy oil on.
Yeah.
And she is so wet looking. It's just, oh, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Where's she going?
To me either, but I don't like any of it.
Yeah, them glasses look like Space Eagle. Into the zone we go. You know? Star Trekky.
Definitely not a fit chick, right? Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, she does remind me of LeVar Burton's character on Star Trek. Yeah. Okay.
So V, that you gonna get them pants from Target, oh, but you ain't gonna get that.
Accurate. I'm getting my pants from Target, my champion's pants.
I guess the pants win.
Oh, the pants win.
Okay. All right, y'all.
Bubble pants for V.
Let's see about this though, fit chick V.
Okay.
Would you wear a skirt with a tail?
No.
Not even to the Met Gala?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, let's see what IG Dorian period who posted.
Let's tie this jacket. Starting off with this backless skirt. I know you guys hate this skirt. Snuckles, Evie Sue West. Of boots. Lots of silver rings. Snuckles, Evie Sue bucket hat. Let's add the jacket.
Oh,
do you want that? This is the final look.
Where's she going, girl? This ain't no regular outing. This can't be no regular outing.
Look how she walking. She even got to walk like a robot. Like, no.
How you get in the car with that?
Right, Jean. How are you getting in the car?
Where are you going? Like, literally.
I don't understand any
of
this.
That's even a full-blown jacket.
In the words of Mad Singer, take it off. No, take it off. Take it off. I don't like it. Not a fit check. Mm-mm.
I don't like it either. I can't do that.
No. Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
And this in the front.
It's like, why is that not even at least in the back?
Girl, you got like, wings. That looks it's like just a comforter or either like a sleeping bag.
Right, it does.
You know, the
same
bubble
material.
Yeah,
right,
the bubble
right. Yeah, yeah.
On it.
Mm-mm. Me don't like it.
Well, y'all, those fit checks was fitting. Okay? But we're going to go to a commercial break, pay some bills, and we're going to be right back. And what we got for them coming up next, V?
Louder for the people in the bag, bag, bag. So y'all bring it on back to Scrolling with Jen and V. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. You made it to the last part of tonight's show. All righty. What we got for them just for our last segment? Louder for the people in the back.
Woo. All right.
There's always a what, Jen?
Message.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to kick us off.
All right. What
Let's
you got
see
for
what
us?
Message goes with this.
Okay.
Is it hot goss or hot tea? Well, IG is the brand underscore flakes posted this. Let's see.
By the fact that there's a difference between gossiping, talking, and venting. And I've never been able to put it into words. So I made a graph and I think it makes so much sense. So on the x-axis or the horizontal arrow for anyone who failed math, this is how well you know the person you are talking to. Now on the y-axis is how well you know the person you're talking about. So if you are in this upper quadrant, you're talking to someone that you know really well about somebody that you also know really well. To me, this is most likely venting. You're venting to one best friend about another best friend. But if you're in this quadrant, you're talking to one of your close friends about someone you don't really know that well, you're probably gossiping. Because the thing with gossiping is it's all hearsay. Since you don't know the person, you don't know if anything you're actually talking about is true. Now this quadrant, you're talking to somebody that you don't know really well, and you guys are talking about someone that you also don't know really well. To me, this is talking. And lastly is this messy quadrant. You're talking to someone that you don't know that well about someone that you do know really well. And that, my friend, is spilling tea. And there you have it. Learn it. Remember the difference.
I actually like that.
Dig it. Okay.
And I didn't know you can just separate them like that. It's just different, you know, different meanings for the tea or venting. Gossip or venting. Okay.
Wow.
That's
talking
pretty
to
good.
A bestie.
Yeah.
With your bestie.
Mm-hmm.
Gossiping.
That's true.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't want to talk about my best friend to somebody who I barely know. Like,
right.
Why would I do that?
Right.
Like, so
and
I like the category.
And they barely know.
Right,
so
exactly.
It's like, why are you telling me this? It's irrelevant.
Right.
Like, I don't even know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I like
when you're talking to a stranger, You're talking about your bestie. Talking to a stranger, you're spilling tea.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell he missed.
Yeah.
So he perfect.
He the king.
For filling out all the kinks.
Right, right.
I call it the quad.
Uh-huh. That's okay? Right. That's the quad.
I call it the quad.
Because I do remember this actress.
And I failed it.
And math. Girl,
and
okay.
Because I hate math.
Don't give me no math.
I hate math.
X and the Y's and this
perfect.
And that.
Mm-mm. Perfect.
Quadrant 1, 2, 3, and 4, perfect. Honey. Okay.
School me, baby.
I like
school
it.
School me. All right, y'all. Well, we got school doing. I'm going to school y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better go ahead and follow that social media. That's okay? Right. GNNV on TV. And get on that YouTube. Subscribe. And guess what? I'm going to school y'all into coming back for the next episode.
Hey.
How about that? We got some
I love it.
We got some more we got to do.
Yeah, there are some millions of videos out there. Millions.
We are not done.
Okay? And we just scratched the surface. Okay? Right?
All right. We're going to be back. Okay? Y'all make sure y'all come back. Scrolling with Jen and V. We out, baby.